can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. Maybe someday we'll get a really cool echo track, but that's all we got in the budget for now. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars. I wanted to start out today talking about friends of mine who may or may not be lesbians, but Maria exercised her CEO veto power.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know if that went along with the theme of making camp, and I really like to go thematic as far as what we discuss. So let's tackle...
I'm sure there were Ojibwe lesbians.
Actually, wasn't it one of them? This Dakota Eric has talked a lot about that, so maybe we'll have him on someday to talk about sexuality in the ancient Dakota. But today, again, is not that day. Instead, we're talking about developing software and things that have less to do with sexuality and probably in a lot of cases are totally asexual because software development. Anyways.
Nope. I disagree. Because we're making games for children. And where do children come from? Sex.
Oh my God. Kesha, what are you? A 9-year-old boy? 14-year-old boy? I guess 9's probably too young. Anyways, so getting back to making it. 9 is not too young to play our game though. So you should check out our games, especially Making Camp, which is our first iPad app, and it's especially cool because it's free, and it tackles a lot of things that people said that they would get our games if you had an app. Yeah. Check.
Yeah, your kid should be playing our games to earn sex. What kind of perv is your kid?
Get Making Camp for your child. Hopefully they won't turn out like her.
That's it. I didn't have this when I was a kid. Baby. Now, we will actually get the subject. What was the subject?
The subject was making camp and all the things that went into it. So it's not just we were talking. We don't want this just to be a podcast about buy our app, make camp. It is great. Buy our app.
So now that, to see?
Now that I've gotten that out of the way, we're going to talk about some of the things that we have learned along the way that's applicable not just to our product or our company, but anyone who's looking to, I would say, do a startup or even launch your own business, because I think there's a lot of things that are really relevant regardless of what your product or even your idea is.
I would say the biggest thing, in all seriousness, for 45 seconds, that anybody running a business, doing a startup, or even doing research has to realize is people can kind of suck or be liars or, to put it another way, whatever your thing is, whether you've come up with an amazing new app that teaches kids math and social studies or the best place on the block to buy bagels, there'll be all kinds of people like, oh, this is great. This is so great. This is what I've been dying for, is bagels or something that will teach my kid math where I can give him the iPad where I won't feel guilty. And then you open your bagel store, you release your app, and crickets. Why? I know, that was a rhetorical question. So the answer is, when everybody says to me, I'm going to open this store, or I'm going to make this app, there's no competition for whatever it is that we're doing. I think, boy, are you naive. Whatever you're doing has competition. Even if the competition is, I want to keep my money. And even if your thing is free, like Making Camp, because we want a lot of people to try it and have access to it, and we thought it was a good thing, we made it free. But the other competition against your thing is people have shit to do. So it's not that everybody is a big jerk, really. It's that, yeah, they probably thought your bagels or your app or whatever it is was a great idea. They really meant that at the time, but they had to go pick their kid up from soccer. They had to go to work. They got in some fender bender and they had to go get their car fixed. And so downloading your app or stopping by Bob's Bagel Store or whatever it is was pretty far down on their list of priorities.
I was expecting you to tell the shoe store story that you tell regularly.
Do you want to hear my shoe store story?
I'm sure the listeners do, because I hear it on a daily basis. And every day I pretend like I haven't heard it the day before.
Okay. When I was young and broke, I had many crummy jobs, as all young broke college students do. And one of them was selling shoes at a shoe store. And people would come in sometimes and they would say, oh, well, I would buy those shoes if they came in blue or pink or if they had a little sparkles on them or whatever. And I remember telling our manager that, oh, yeah, we've got people saying that we should get these shoes in blue. And he said, those people aren't going to buy those shoes because they don't have any money. They're just here shopping for something to do. And his point was, lots of people will say they will do something if, and once you take away that if, it's sort of like, well, I have to include a Simpsons reference here because it will make Dennis happy. Dennis, the invisible developer, the third co-founder of Seven Generation Games that no one ever sees, he is obsessed with The Simpsons. Now, Maria often used the words obsessed with her children when it just means they kind of like something. But no, Dennis is genuinely obsessed with The Simpsons. And there was a thing where Mr. Burns, the evil billionaire based on Donald Trump, if Donald Trump actually had real money, is saying, oh, I will give money to this orphanage when pigs fly. And right then there's been some incident with Lisa trying to rescue a pig they were going to barbecue. And a pig goes flying through the air. And the guy from the orphanage says, so are you going to give us money? And he says, no, I'd still rather not.
Were you going to circle back to your shoe story? Or
I was going to say, I thought you would like the Simpsons reference better than the shoe story.
Oh, yes, yes. But, you know, and I think that's part of it, too. So I think part of it is there will be lots of people that will say they will use your thing and they just don't get around to it because they have nine other things going on. But there's also going to be a number of people that will say they will use your thing and have absolutely no intention of doing it. And so that's something to always keep in mind as well.
Well, and it was like when I think Colin Powell was brought up years ago. Remember Colin Powell, any of you, chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, African-American gentleman, really, really brilliant. And a lot of people said, oh, I would vote for Colin Powell. Colin Powell should run for president. And I remember, I think it was Chris Rock saying, those people not going to vote for Colin Powell. They're saying it because it sounds like a good thing to say. I would vote for a black man for president, you know, if it wasn't Barack Obama, because they're not going to vote for Colin Powell. And I think many times people say stuff because it sounds like a good thing to say. Oh, I would love to download an app that teaches math and social studies, even for myself, not just for my kid. I'd like to be more aware of the world. I'd like to do something that's interesting and productive, and I'd like to do that to my kid instead of having them watch really stupid videos of people opening toys. So that sounds like a good thing to say, but on the other hand, it's just easier to hand my kid the iPad with YouTube on it, with the toy videos.
Amelia, get off the iPad. That's my life story.
Hey, Jonah, you know what I love? Seven Generation Games.
I know, they're the best. I got them for all my nieces and nephews. They teach math and social studies. They love the games.
I wanted to get them for my niece in third grade, but she only has an iPad. I just wish they had an app.
But they do.
What?
Yes, Making Camp. It's the first app from Seven Generation Games, and it's out now in the Apple App Store.
So it will just be in the App Store?
Yes. All you'll have to do is search for Making Camp, or you can go to the Seven Generation Games site right now and enter your email to be notified as soon as the Android app is live.
Wow, that's awesome. And they will still sell the other games too, right?
Yep, you can still get Spirit Lake, Fish Lake, and Forgotten Trail just by going to sevengenerationgames.com/buy to get them today.
This is Fabrice Gabriel from Slate Digital and Eosys. We make music software for mixing and mastering. You can find more information about us at eosys.com, E-I-O-S-I-S.com. and SlateDigital.com, and you're listening to More Than Ordinary.
Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars. Aren't we excited to have me here?
And as we were talking during the break, we were talking about what we were going to talk about next. And you brought up something, and I said, I have absolutely no idea what that is. So let's go with that.
Yes, butter. Please pass the yes butter. We all know a yes butter. Those are the people that they come to you. I even wrote a blog about this. I was going to call it your kid is screwed, but Maria thought that was a little too unhappy. So I said, your kid is bad at math. Here's a magic wand. So people who are yes butters, you give them a solution. Like they'll say, my kid's not doing very well at math. And I say, well, you should help them with their math. Yes, but I was never very good at math. Okay, well, we have these games, and you can get them for $10, and you can download them on your computer. Yes, but I don't know how to install stuff on my computer. well, then we have these other games, Forgotten Trail and Making Camp, and you could get them and you could play them on the web. Yes, but I want something I can put on the iPad. Okay, well, we have this app and you can put it on the iPad. And yes, but your game Forgotten Trail is $5 and I don't have any money. And yeah, but you can play Making Camp. You can download it and it's free and get on your iPad. But they still don't do it because they don't really want to do anything. They just want to whine and complain. So at this point, I say, here's a magic wand. It's invisible. Just wave it over your child. They will get better. So the yes butter people are the ones that they have problems. And no matter how much of a solution you give them, they always have a yes, but why they can't actually do anything. So my solution from here on out, I will give you 3 yes buts, and then I'm giving you the invisible magic wand.
Well, that's a good approach. And we should actually maybe look into selling invisible magic wands, because I think that could be a real market.
That's a really good idea. And in fact, for only $9.99, you can go to my blog and you can download and print out a picture of a magic wand and then cut it out and wave it over your child. It won't actually do anything, but you're not doing jack anyway. So, hey, maybe the breeze will wake them up and they'll study.
Yes, but I don't have a printer.
Well, then here's my invisible magic wand.
Well, I suppose we should segue back into things that are not imaginary.
What? What? Are you saying my invisible magic wand is imaginary?
How about things that are not invisible?
Okay. Maria, yeah. You know what's odd?
What?
Every other number.
That's not even a funny joke.
It is very funny. If you want to hear our daily math joke, you could follow 7 Generation Games on Twitter at 7 Gen Games. That's at the numeral 7, GENGAMES.
You're listening to More Than Ordinary by 7 Generation Games. You're never too young or too old to be more than ordinary.
Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, presented by 7 Generation Games. Joining me is
Anne-Marie DeMars, president, 7 Generation Games. Software developer, statistician, judo champion, old person.
And I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And who is obviously not nearly as excited about being here as I am.
And now we're at the tip part of our podcast. And Maria, wealth of tips that she always is, has one for you today.
All right, in all seriousness, I have a tip. And it has to do with overcoming inertia in a way, and that is expectations. So sometimes people expect things to be almost no effort. We make games and they're pretty fun, but they're not as fun as, say, watching the newest Star Wars movie. And sometimes I get the impression that people are looking for a magic wand, that I would like to learn algebra, but I would like it to be like reading a comic book or watching Star Wars or, going to the new Harry Potter world. Can't you make it like that? And I really don't think there is a magic wand. I don't think there's a way that you can get somewhere with absolutely no effort. Now, we make games that make you smarter and are fun, but still, there's parts, like I was just working on Fish Lake, which we're updating, and there's a part where you're learning about common factors. And there's no way around it other than explain, this is what a common factor is. It's a number that can be divided evenly into 2 other numbers, that 2 is a common factor of 4 and 8. You need to explain that. And it's not very efficient to have 47 different examples where things are dividing in animated ways, and then you're trying to figure out, wow, that's a common factor. So I think when people are complaining about, say, my child's not good at math, maybe your child just needs to sit down for 5 or 10 minutes and read a math book or play a math game or do something. And like I said, our games are fun, but I'm not going to lie and say that they're as cool as being at Disneyland. And if you're expecting that, the reason you're not getting anywhere is you're expecting things to be fixed magically. And I know that that's kind of obvious that things take work, but we're often, if you ever watch TV, which is something that doesn't take work very much, you'll be bombarded with advertisements. You take this pill and magically lose weight and call up here and magically get your college degree. And it's not that way. So that would be my tip, is quit expecting things to be magic. You know, buckle down. It doesn't have to be running a marathon. It could be doing 25 sit-ups, or it could be doing, you know, 5 math problems. But things take work. There is no invisible magic wand.
Well, and I think we've lived in this age, I don't know if media age is the right way, where people think that overnight success does happen, you know? I was at a family event with my husband's family, and someone was talking about, oh, you know, and this celebrity, you know, they have 45 million followers, and they tweet something, and that's millions of business for whatever company they mention. And I, being my more polite self, than I did not say, there's no way that's possible. You know, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't. It's not a magic overnight thing. Now, maybe there's one example in history where maybe something like that happened. But what happens generally is it's a slow, long process. And having, you know, one tweet reach 250 million people or whatever is not going to change everything overnight. You know, and I think people get this into their head that it's just this one special moment that, or, you know, we talk all the time about people saying, well, it just has to go viral. And you just, one little crafted social media post or a little ad or something will make it go viral. But, you know, if you think about it, think about all the things that have gone viral, quote unquote, over the last couple of years. And how many of them do you remember? You know, how many of those companies have become, you know, multi-billion dollar businesses on the back of this one thing? And so I think it's not just like kids in general or parents or thing. I think it's a much, much wider, more troubling issue of, you know, it's not necessarily about work. It's also about just a lot of luck. And I think that creates unrealistic expectations as well.
Well, and even if something does, you know, quote, go viral, say Making Camp gets picked up by, you know, random celebrity number 6, and then all their random celebrity friends who have adopted little children from Africa or whatever random celebrities do, you know, get it for their kids, they play it, and so people say, oh, now 10 million people are playing Making Camp. It went viral, but we spent months developing Making Camp and testing it. And before that, we spent years working with schools to see what worked. And so even if you do get, which I don't believe happens, but even theoretically, if you do get some tweets, some big media that all of a sudden makes your thing take off, you spent years making that thing.
Well, and I'm reading this book called Teacher Craft. Actually, I was on a panel not that long ago at Bethel in Minneapolis. And one of the professors who put on the panel wrote it. And, you know, one of the things that it said in very early in the book, and it's, even though I have not to finish the book, I'm about a third of the way through, I got it last week. But, you know, one of the very first things is Minecraft kind of rolled out to little fanfare. And I think people forget that. They look at how big something is and they think, oh, well, that's what, and you forget that, like you said, there's all this work that goes up into it. And there's even all this work and promotion and things that go up until the moment it, quote unquote, goes viral or blows up or whatever the term is, that gets forgotten because people don't really remember that things existed before they heard of them, even if they did.
Well, I have a really good friend, Dr. Jake Flores, who is amazing. He, you know, is Latino. He was in the Marines. Then he went to medical school. He had three kids, two of whom were alternates to the Olympic team. So he's a really, really accomplished guy. And he explains his success in that most people mistake wishes for plans. That they say, oh, I'm going to get a degree in computer science. I'm going to do a startup. Well, are you actually in school? Are you working on a game? Are you, you know, looking for funding? What are you doing? Well, yes, I would do that. But first, I've got to go meet somebody. So that's it. Have wishes or plans.
And if you become viral overnight, tweet. Everybody get Making Camp.
Don't be a yes better.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.